100 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
I would just like to say good morning to everyone. And if no one has told you today, I would like to tell you that I love you. Amen. And I just want to give God praise this morning. Remember, the word encourages us to love thy neighbor as thyself. So let us continue to show forth the love of God to everyone that we meet all along the way. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. You'll now listen to New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Yours truly, Robert C. Lee, pastor. Located at 1623 McHenry. That's McHenry Avenue. Amen. Here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Coming to you live from KAYFT 88.1 FM radio. Amen. That New Pilgrim is the church where the word of God will continuously go forth and be rightly divided. New Pilgrim is the church where the Spirit of God will freely move. New Pilgrim is the church where the love of God will be unconditionally shown. And I want to invite each, anyone and everyone to come and fellowship with us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Truly, this is a good day. I remember the people of old would say, any day that I wake up and I'm above ground is a great good day. But I want to just say thank you, Lord, for the angels being encamped around me last night as we slept. Amen. Praise God Almighty. So we just say, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you now just humbling ourselves before you. Oh, Father God, we come praying that as we enter into your gates, we enter into your gates with praise, amen, and thanksgiving in our hearts as we come to magnify you in your courts. Oh, Father God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor as we bless you. Your holy name. We bless you, O Lord, with all of our hearts as we forget not your benefits. Amen. We bless you, O Lord, with all of our soul and all that is within us. Amen. Bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus, because we acknowledge you as the only true and living God. In fact, you are the God in which we put I trust in. Oh, Father God, we come praying for forgiveness of all of our sins and iniquities and trespasses against thee. And at the same time, oh Lord, we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. Oh Lord, we come recognizing you as a healer, as we come praying for the sick in every bit of affliction, asking you, oh Heavenly Father, to take let healing take place in their lives. And not only that, but let healing take place all throughout the land. For in your word it said that if your people which are called by your name will just humble themselves when they pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven and come forth and heal the land. Father God, for when Jesus walked this earth, he healed all manner of diseases. And we know you're able, Heavenly Father, to turn things around. And we want to thank you for redeeming our lives from destruction. And you crowned us with your loving kindness and tender mercy. And you satisfied our desires with good things according to your perfect will. We just want to give you thanks, O Heavenly Father. We want to thank you from the depths of our heart because you've been so good to us. We want to thank you, O Lord, because you brought us from a mighty long ways. We thank you for your word and for allowing your word to go forth. We thank you for renewing our minds and for creating us a clean heart. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Please, Father, have mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing your angels to watch over us both day and night. We thank you because your grace and your mercy is everlasting. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you in Jesus' name, oh, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Please, have mercy. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty. And God, all right. Amen, we just need to get to the point where we just start thanking the Lord a little bit more often. Amen. I have a page that's called Word Go Forth. Amen. And every so often I post on it, Praise Break. And when you see the praise break, that's just time you take 10 to 30 seconds. You ain't got to stop doing what you're doing, but you just allow your mind to focus on giving God some praise. Amen. You see, because that's where it all starts, with the renewing of the mind. And if I start focusing my mind to start thinking in a different pattern, on a different wavelength, then I start the process of renewing my mind. You still know the word of God encourages us to meditate on him day in and day out. Amen. Night and day, we should meditate on the Lord. And if we're meditating on the Lord, that means we got to start renewing our mind. And then we're renewing our mind, that means we got to start putting new information in our minds. Amen. And I want to just encourage you, each and every one of you, to start praising the Lord a little bit more often. I know you're praising him, but just give him a little bit more praise. Amen. Just a little bit more often. Amen. Just thank the Lord for each and everything. Today, I just want to share with you a quick word that came from Romans 15 and 32. And that word states that, it say that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Let me say that again. It says that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now, this is my morning meditation this morning. I did have something else that I was going to discuss, but when I read this, it kind of like resonated with me, so I just want to elaborate just a little bit on this. Amen. And that's from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 32. Now, this was when Paul was writing to the Romans, and he was writing to the Romans asking them for prayer. You see, my brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong with asking for prayer. Amen. You see, sometimes too many of us are going through something, but we don't want nobody to know what we're going through. Amen. But remember, as children of God, as citizens of the kingdom, as members of the body of Christ, we are here to support one another. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to motivate one another. Amen. And so that's why we need to come together and stop being so reclusive inclusive about our lives and saying it ain't nobody's business, amen? But it just start, just build you a network of people who you can trust that know that you know without the shadow of a doubt that they are like-minded like you, amen? And go to them and confide in them and just say, touch and agree with me on this, amen? And see, Paul was asking for prayer, and the reason he was asking for prayer was because he was asking them to pray that he be delivered from the unbelievers in Judah, amen, so that he can come to them. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, we need to be praying for that. There's nothing that will hinder us from fellowshipping with other saints of God. Amen. You know, too many people have that philosophy where, you know, Jesus told Peter, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And then they gained the understanding that we are the church as individual and the building that we go to. And then because of that fact, then they feel like they don't need to go to the building. But then they forget about the other part of the Bible that tells us, forsake not the assembly with others. Amen. Because there's strength in numbers, amen. And seeing Paul was just saying, I want to come to you, but there are obstacles in my way. Yeah? In other words, he's saying, I want to go to church, but there's something in my way. Somebody might try to do me harm. Somebody might try to put me in prison. Somebody might try to hold me in bondage, but I want to go. You see, my brothers and sisters, we need to start praying that the things that we want to do that are pleasing in the eyesight of God, that's what I'm trying to say, the things that we want to do that are pleasing in the eyesight of God, that nothing in this world will hold us back or hinder us from getting to that point. Amen. You see, Paul recognizes that whether or not he comes to them is up to God's will. See, everything is God's will. Amen. And we say, if it be the will of God in our prayer, if it be the will of God in our prayer, if it be the will of God in our prayer. That reminds me when Jesus went away and he prayed in the garden. Amen. And when he prayed, he started out saying, Father, must I do what? Drink of this cup. Y'all following me now? He say, Father, must I do what? Drink of this cup. But then he ended up the prayer. He flipped the script and he say, nevertheless, thy will be done. Because he realized that the will of God is what must be done. He realized that he was here because God wanted him to be here. And I stopped by to let you know today, my brothers and sisters, that the reason you woke up this morning is because God wanted you to wake up. He's the reason you woke up this morning, because God has work for you to do. Remember, the harvest is plentiful, but the what? The laborers are few. Amen. God has something for you to do. And remember, he would diligently reward those who serve him. He would also diligently reward those who labor for him. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. You see, my brothers and sisters, the reason Paul wanted to go and fellowship with them is because he had hopes that he would be refreshed. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's why I come today to encourage you to forget about what you think. Forget about the concept that you have. Just remember, the church is a sanctuary, amen, and you should go to the church, and the reason you go to the church so that you can be refreshed. Because when you go to the church, then you will hear what the word of God has to say to you. You see, when you go to the church, then you will be able to sing a song of praise. You see, when you go to the church, then you can let yourself go and forget about the cares of the world and start clapping your hands and stomping your feet. Amen. And you can even stand up and hold your hands up and say, glory, hallelujah, when you go to the church.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're the God of earth and sky.
Woman in the Bible whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. She left her country and began to seek Jesus. And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. Finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. Every now and then you get in trouble. And you don't have time to go through ceremony or routine. You got to open your mouth and holler, Lord. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order. But all I know is that thou art my help. We want to tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
K-A-Y-D, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
Don't start now.
Praising him. K-A-Y-D, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.